The Saga of Grimbeard the Ghastly and the Swimming Race. Grimbeard the Ghastly was Stoic's great-great-grandfather, a wicked, successful pirate who became the last king of the archipelago. One day, Murderous the Magnificent challenged Grimbeard the Ghastly to a swimming race, and the two chiefs agreed the winner should be granted a single demand. So one cold morning, they set out from the western beach of the Murderous Mountains. Murderous the Magnificent finally swam back to the same beach in 71 hours and 42 minutes, nearly 3 days in total. His face had swollen to twice the size, and his body was so covered in wrinkles he looked like he had been pickled in the brine. The hooligan tribe waited on the beach, hoping and hoping for their chief to return. After a week, they accepted that he must have drowned and conceded the victory to the Murderous tribe. Murderous the Magnificent claimed the kingdom of the archipelago, and that, everybody thought, was the end of the matter. However, 3 months later, Murderous the Magnificent was conducting a nighttime banquet on that very same beach. The highlight of the banquet was the human sacrifice under the stars. Just before the sacrifice took place, Grimbeard the Ghastly came staggering out of the surf. He was barely recognisable, half human, half monster, with skin like a dragon, all entwined with seaweed, and he had shark's teeth around his calves like bracelets. Grimbeard the Ghastly staggered up the beach and collapsed. Murderous the Magnificent raised up his sword to kill what he thought was some kind of demon. Then he saw that the monster was wearing around its waist Grimbeard the Ghastly's famous sword, the Stormblade. The next words that Grimbeard spoke as he lay gasping for breath on the sand can be repeated proudly by every hooligan schoolboy, so well known are they. "Stay your hand, Murderous the Magnificent. I am no ghost. It is I, Grimbeard the Ghastly, who have the greatest stomach after all. I have survived the open ocean by the will of Thor without seeking aid from float or boat. I am the last man back, and I am come to claim my kingdom for the hooligan tribe." I am afraid that Grimbeard the Ghastly, who was not a nice man, then insisted as his demand that Murderous the Magnificent should be sacrificed to the sky dragons. The annual inter-tribe swimming race has been held every year in memory of this historical event. But over the years, it has become more of a friendly competition.